This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 11th. That's Flashing Lights by Kanye West. It's the birthday of the man who turned the lights on, Thomas Alva Edison, born on this day in 1847 in Milan, Ohio. And it's the birthday of a woman born in 1783 in Cape May, New Jersey, named Jerina Lee. She was the first female preacher in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. The AME Church broke tradition among all churches in America by officially allowing her, as a woman, to become a preacher. She was also a leader in the abolitionist movement and wrote an amazing autobiography called Religious Experience and the Journal of Miss Jerina Lee. Happy birthday, Miss Jerina Lee. Today there are anniversaries that plot out in some ways the historical curve of race, racism, and Africans in America. Back in 1790, the Quakers petitioned the U.S. Congress to abolish slavery. 15 years earlier, the Quakers decided to free all those they had held enslaved, and then they ostracized those who did not in their community. They attempted to abolish the international slave trade and put an end to it in America. It was endorsed by the founding father, Ben Franklin. And to be clear about our history, as the United States plummeted into the Civil War, the United States House of Representatives unanimously passed a resolution guaranteeing non-interference with slavery in any state today. It happened today in 1861. It simply read, "Resolved that neither Congress, the people, nor the governments of the non-slaveholding states have the constitutional right to legislate upon or interfere with slavery in any of the slaveholding states of the Union." Let's leap forward a little over 100 years to today in 1964. In Cincinnati, Ohio, and here in Cambridge, Maryland, among other states, black students by the thousands staged boycotts of schools, demanding the end of segregation, separate schools, and equality in education for themselves and their black teachers. And 4 years later, in 1968, the Memphis sanitation workers began striking. That was part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s strategic change to build a class movement that would create a new America. It is the movement of African-American workers that King became part of that led to the Poor People's Campaign and his assassination 2 months later. Union leader, writer, anarchist Emma Goldman was arrested in 1916 for lecturing and distributing pamphlets on birth control. Goldman, whose belief in free love and her work as a midwife led her to advocate for birth control as a tool to help women better their lives and achieve equality. Goldman was the mentor of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood. And in 1961, the Nazi mass murderer Adolf Eichmann was indicted on 15 criminal charges in Israel after he was kidnapped from Argentina in their campaign to bring all Nazi war criminals to justice. We also remember the release of Nelson Mandela from the Victor Verster prison outside of Cape Town, South Africa, on this day in 1990, after spending 27 years in prison as a political prisoner. Do you know about the Long Walk? Thousands of Native Americans in 1978 undertook the Long Walk, starting in San Francisco and walking all the way to Washington, D.C. They walked to demand real sovereignty for Indian people and an end to their exploitation by the American government. I want to share a song with you on this February the 11th. It's the birthday of an artist who just released his first album in 15 years. I'm talking about D'Angelo, who released his album Black Messiah by surprise following the outcry in Ferguson and the verdict on the murder of Mike Brown. All we wanted was a chance to talk. Instead, we only got outlined in chalk. Those are lyrics from his song, The Charade, from the new album, which we play for you today on D'Angelo's birthday. For the faith of the To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with the Phillips family. So it must be sure that you show me and all the never told. All along the prophet James.